Hilchos Chanukah. I'm here.
There was one time in a city, a small village, a small little doubtful called Far Rockaway. It says Village of Lawrence. It says a village. It was in a small village of Far Rockaway, the Sukkot. I was in Far Rockaway. I was there for Sukkot. It's before we lived in Israel. And there was a big Jew there. He's the Rabbi of Rabbi Lieber. His name is Schleimer.
Freifeld.
Freifeld. If you know Rabbi Lieber, you have to know his Rabbi. Schleimer Freifeld. Zichra Levracha. He was a big Jew. He had a yeshiva. He has a yeshiva there called Shah Yashiv. And he was sick. He was sick the last few years of his life with a very, very deadly disease. He went out. Grace Messias Nefesh. He went out. Well, I wanted to spend some time with him to, you know, hoping he would share some of his wisdom with me. So on Yom Tov, I went to the house. Mm-hmm. I didn't know whether they were going to let me see him. He was not well. I prayed to God to let me see him. I went with my wife.
You had a specific thing to ask him, or you just
wanted
to?
I had something specific to ask him, of course. And because of Hashem, I was able to see him. It was the last time I saw him. And I asked him what's pshat with the day which we call Issuchag. Issuchag is the day after Pesach. It's the day after Sukkot. And it's the day after Shavuos. And there's halachas to Issuchag. There's no tachnun in Issuchag. Right, the day after Pesach, there's no Kiddush because there's no tachnun, you know.
Oh, man.
Right. But in Sukkot, there's no tachnun.
So tomorrow there's no tachnun again.
The day after Shavuos also, there's a Yom Tavuach, you know.
What about
Chanukah? But the Maaseh is Chanukah there is. I asked him what Pshat Issuchag was. The source of the term Issuchag is the pasuk, which we've said every single day in during Hanukkah. You know the pasuk.
Issuchag
ba'avosim ad karnas hamizbeach. The word Isser, we commonly translate Isser as a prohibition.
That's how it's spelled.
Isser. Yeah, it's okay.
That's how it's spelled?
Isser is a prohibition, but the word Isser literally means
tie down.
To tie down. Prohibitions tie us down.
I should be saying the story.
Isser means to tie down. And mutter, which we translate as permissible, means to untie. Hatara sakesher, you matter a kesher. To untie, matter asurim. You know, that a prisoner is locked up, matter asurim, you untie him, you take off his manacles. So Issur Chag, which means you're supposed to tie the chag. Avaisim. Avaisim is chains. Ad karnas hamizbeach.
How does avaisim change?
Chains.
No.
Chains, as in chain gang. But avaisim with chains, links. Ad karnas hamizbeach until the corners of the mizbeach. We say this pasuk. We say it pretty often. We say it twice a day during Hanukkah. We say it in Rosh Chodesh. We say it a lot. What's pasuk in the pasuk? You're supposed to tie the holiday, tie the chag, with chains until the corners of the mizbeach. So that's one thing that I asked him. I also asked him, you know, what does it have to do with the day after the chag? The day after the Chag is called Issur Chag. The day after the Chag is not the Chag. And third thing is what's the inference, what's the reference to Ad Karnas HaMizbeach, until the corners of the Mizbeach. So he answered me. tell me, I'm not going to answer you with what I know. I'm going to answer you with what I saw. Because there's two ways to answer a question. With what you know and what you saw. So he said, I'm not going to answer you with what I know. I'm going to answer you with what I saw. And he told me that his Rebbe, Shlomo Freifeld's Rebbe, was Rebbe Yitzchak Huttner. Rebbe Yitzchak Huttner was known as the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chaim Berlin. He also had Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Beis Talmud. He was Yeshiva called Pachad Yitzchak.
Isn't that in Harnof?
It's in Harnof, which was his yeshiva. And the fact that he was the Rebbe of so many big people attests to the fact that he was above and beyond. His Talmidim were above and beyond. He was a Gadol HaGdolim. And on the day after Yom Tov, let me go to this first. When Shul Yashuv was founded, it was in something which could be called inadequate housing. It was a ramshackle building. I was there. I can attest to the fact that it was it wasn't aesthetically pleasing. They bought a building. It was a tremendous symbol. Rabbi Huttner knew of it, and he told his Talmud, Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld, that the day you go into the building, when you go in, the Bachan go in, you bring the Sfarim, it's a Viteira. He said, please let me know, because I want to be there when you go into the building.
This is Shlomo.
Yes. The day was a stormy day. It was raining. It was raining quite heavily. It was a day that would prevent people from attending this, the event of going into the Beis Medrash. Well, we're not talking about the Achnasas, when they went in, and Rav Huttner came, because he wanted to be there, and he braved the weather, and it didn't stop him, he came in there. What did he do when he walked in? He asked to be brought to a room. He was brought to a room in private. He locked himself into a room. And he wrote. That's what he did. Just wrote.
What did he write?
What about? Rav Huttner explained, Rav Freifeld explained to me that when you experience something, there's the experience, and that alone has tremendous value. You can have an uplifting experience, you can have a great Hanukkah, you can have any experience. And then there's what remains of the experience after the experience passes. And it's very easy to get lifted up through an experience. It's very common to get lifted up. You go through something which affects you positively, which brings you up, makes you happier. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something connected with Judaism or anything. And then when the source goes away, so then you fall back. Rav Huttner did not want to let this experience, the founding of a Mokum Torah and its own building, it's a kvias, they have their own place, they can expand, they can grow, they can spread. He didn't want to just go through the experience, he wanted that experience would be with him forever. So he wrote his experience, he wrote it down.
Could be going down.
The bigger the person, then the more dimension there is to the experience. You could just imagine, okay, so let's say you're a down-to-earth person. So you write down, let's say you take out a notebook, and you go in with Triyachin, so you would write down the joy of the Talmidim, that they have a place of their own. You'd write the people that were assembled in the community, that they're happy, that they have a Mokum Torah in their midst. You might write about the drinks that they served and the lights and the truck that went through. You know, you'd write about...
It'd sound like that.
They, as soon as they went in, they went straight into the base madrash, they sat down and learned that the first thing they should do is learn.
Yeah, you write
I don't know if that's what they did, but that's what you would write if you'd be there. You'd write about your projection for the future. Could you imagine, you know, your projections? I mean, that's what you would write. And a bigger person would write about, you know, the environment of Rockaway and the needs of the people and how this is going to help them on a totally, you know, different level. And it's going to, even though then even people that aren't aware of the yeshiva can be affected, and you go even higher, what's doing in the island of the Yainim. So I don't know exactly what he wrote, but there's what to write. And writing was a way of immortalizing the moment, keeping it with him. He has something concrete. So Rabbi Freifel told me that that's what the Yisrochag of the Yom Tov is. Yisrochag is the day after Yom Tov. It's not Yom Tov. It's a day when you're supposed to sit down, set aside time, and review in your mind the positive experience of the Yom Tov. And that's why he called Yisrochag. Yisrochag means to chain the holiday. You chain the holiday to yourself. You want to chain it to yourself. So the one way of doing it is the writing. And this was something which, at that time in my life, I put into practice right away because he told me, you know, it was a good thing to do. I don't do it every time, but I did it then. It was over 20 years ago. I wish I did it now. It's something that you go through the experiences and work over time.
Why do you do it now? She found the paper, is that it?
At Karnas HaMizbeach. But it doesn't explain what the last part of the sentence is. Until the coordinates of the Mizbeach. Yisrochag b'avos matkanos haMizbeach. You can understand why the day after Yom Tov is a happy day. It's a quasi Yom Tov. It has a status of Yom Tov all its own. It's like a Yom Tov, but it's not a Yom Tov by itself. It's a Yom Tov to celebrate having a Yom Tov and to go through what it is. What's up, Karnas HaMizbeach? There's a kasha that someone once asked my Rebbe of Moshe Shapiro. It's a kasha on a Gemara Shabbos. Well, it's a Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph and Bet Aleph. Amar Reish Lakish. My Dixiv, what's on this Pasuk? It's Pasuk in Yeshaya. V'haya Amunas Yitecha, and you have the trustworthiness of your times. Chais and Yeshuas, it provides strength, salvation. Chochmas V'das, wisdom and Das. Understanding. Six words. Amunas, Yitecha, Chayson, Yeshua, Yitzchak, Vesvedas. What is this? What is the Navi Yeshaya referring to? What are these six things? Amunas, trustworthiness, faith. The Seder Zerayim. That the Seder Mishnah is called Zerayim. Tosfos explains. Because it takes faith to plant. You put the seed in, you plow, you prepare the ground, put the seed in, and then you pray, and you wait. And you believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to feed you and sustain you. So say it is Rayim is faith. It's faith affiliated. Itecha, your times, the Seder Mayit. That's the Seder Mishnah is called Mayit, because Mayit deals with times. Shabbos, Erevim, Pesachim, times. Rosh Hashanah. Maseches Chanukah. Oh, there is no Maseches Chanukah. Chosen. Chosen is... Chosen, Rashi translates the word Chosen is inheritance.
Chosen?
Yeah, because inheritance.
How many words, how many meanings does that word?
Just say they're Nashim. Because a guy gets married and then he can have continuity. That his property, everything that he amassed his entire lifetime could go on. So Seder Nashim is his wives. Chosen, Yavamas, Ksubis. You ever heard of Ksubis? Ksubis. Yeshua's salvation is Seder Nezikin. Because you learn the laws of Nezikin and you get saved from a lot of stuff. Yeshua's. It saves you. Because you learn in Bava Metzia, Bava Kama, Bava Basra, that you're chayiv if you mazik somebody. That if you get into debt, you have to pay back the measures that can be taken against you. And you learn to be careful. You watch your ox because you learn Bava Kama. You learn Mesechus Bava Kama, so then you learn to watch your ox. Because if it gets three, you're going to have to pay. So learning Mesechus Bava Kama saves you from financial ruin. Learn Bava Basra, you learn that you can't plant mustard seed next to your neighbors, you know. It saves you. Chachmas, wisdom is Seder Kachim. Seder Kachim takes a special level of wisdom to learn it. You're learning about Karbanos. And Das is Seder Tarais. Deep wisdom is Tarais. It's the laws of Tum and Tara, which you can't understand with the ordinary intelligence, average intelligence. You need a greater degree. So these are the Shisha Siddur Mishnah. If you ever wonder where the Shisha Siddur Mishnah came from, the names come from Gemara Shabbos. So what are they? Zerayim, Nashim, Nezikim, Mayid, Kachim, and Taras. So someone once asked my Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Shlita that all the Shisha Siddur Mishnah are in plural. Zerayim is plural.
Zerayim is not.
Shabbos
is not.
Shabbos is not. Nashim, Nezikim, Kachim, Tarais, Zerayim, Mayid. There's Lashim Yach. Lashim Mayid. Lashim Mayid. Lashim Mayid. There's a lot of there's a lot of right? Mayid Dois. There's a lot of them. One cycle of time. There's one cycle of time. The word my, it's my Rebbe answered. My Rebbe answered. The word my does not mean a holiday. You want to say Muradim, Mizmanim, Misasa. A getting Mayid. You know what a getting Mayid means?
Good day.
Mayid is like a getting Mayid. You say during Chala Mayid.
Have a good time, bro.
Have a good Yom Tov. A getting Mayid. Mayadim, Mizmanim. A getting Mayid. The word Mayid does not mean a holiday. Got a proof to that? Do you want a proof to that?
No.
Shmuel, you want a proof to that?
Mm-hmm.
Shmuel, you don't wake up. Turn the light off. The word Mayid is a pasuk in Eicha. When do we read Eicha?
We read
Eicha
on
Yosh.
During Mecha.
Shmuel, when do we read Eicha?
Mecha.
Tisha B'Av.
During Mecha?
We read Eicha on Tisha B'Av the night before. Tisha B'Av by night, we read it, huh? And many congregations read it during the day after Kinnis is over. Eicha. Eicha is Lamentations. Eicha was composed by the prophet Yirmiyo. It was compiled prior to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It foretold the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And in Eicha it says, Kara Alai Mayid. It was proclaimed a Mayid. A maid was proclaimed, Lishbar Es Bachurai, to shatter my young chosen ones. So the Pasukim Hashem proclaimed the Maid to shatter my chosen ones, to kill out the Tzaddikim and the Kehanim and all kinds of good people. Anoif Gaba. So over there, does the word Maid mean a holiday? Tisha B'Av's a holiday? It's a knife gaba. What's a knife gaba?
Bad day.
The word vad. You know, the Greenwald has a vad every Wednesday?
Yeah.
And Masa Day?
Yeah.
I like that vad.
Because it gets you home early.
I like that vod. No, it's a good vod.
Yeah,
I like the vod.
What is it?
Every day, no problem.
I like the vod.
What goes on during the vod?
What does the word vod mean?
Gatherism.
The vod villa, vasika sakaya lama. You ever sing on some pastara that saying? You
know?
I don't know.
Vod, yad means destination. It means an appointed meeting place. That means that you live in
the dorm.
You live in
Passaic.
And I live in Eretz Yisrael. And we decide we're going to meet. So we choose our point in between Passaic and Eretz Yisrael. The Fiji Islands. And we meet there, and you come from Passaic to the Fiji Islands, and I come from Eretz Yisrael to the Fiji Islands, and we meet at a common destination.
How is it to fly to the Fiji Islands?
If it's important, you get there.
No, it's not.
I don't know. If it's important, you get there. So the word vad, the word mayid, means a rendezvous at a predetermined destination.
What's that Yiddish word you said?
Aifgaba.
What's that?
That's like an appointment. A knife gaba. Now you know what a knife gaba is.
Really?
I have a knife gaba. It's a knife gaba. You have a knife gaba.
How do you have this problem?
Knife with a gaba.
What kind of gaba?
Knife gaba. Tisha B'Av is the time when we meet with God. Sometimes a person meets with his father when his father gives him a candy. And sometimes a person meets with his father when his father gives him a
smack in the face.
It's a vod.
Happens sometimes.
A vod was a vod. Sukkos. Shavuos. Pesach. The entire Klai Yisrael goes to the Beis Hamikdash. And they have a knife gaba. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah called Re'iyas Panim. Being a carver called them Eilas Re'iyah, that means we come to be seen. You can't see God, but God sees you.
What's up now?
And the entire Klai Yisrael comes together, and God sees all of Klai Yisrael together. Normally Klai Yisrael is all spread apart, and God sees every single one of us, but we're all together as one for a common purpose, as one person, and God sees us that way, and that's the way God wants to see us. We come to be seen. And we experience closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because when you're seen by God, it's a connection. You ever had the feeling that somebody was looking at you? So see, being seen is also an experience. It's also a connection. Like right now. So is it now? You look to right.
What are you talking about yourself?
And we meet God in different scenarios. We meet God at the dawn. Pesach celebrates the dawn. The birth of a nation. So we meet God that way. With the nation that was born, we're coming together to relive that, and then we meet God at the zenith, you know, where the nation, we got to the highest level, 49 levels of Kedusha, and we received the Torah, and we, you know, we relive that because we descend from that, we relive that, and that's Shavuos, and that we're the nation that we, ultimately, we're going to find protection under God's wings, and we're going to all live in peace and harmony together in one sukkah, and that's Sukkos. And the truth is, you know, these three Yom Tovim are just three steps in the process. And what should happen, if you're for Zaycha, is that on Pesach, every person would experience their own personal redemption. And then on Shavuos, every person would experience their own personal Kabbalah Satira. And then when Sukkos comes, we'll all be redeemed. Every Sukkos, we, you know, Yeah, the Haftira of Sukkot is the Mechama of Gog and Magog. Sukkot is the grand, you know, that's the time of the, you know, we read the Mechama of Gog and Magog because that's the time when we have the ultimate redemption. Now, if Hashem doesn't redeem us in Sukkot, that's because we just didn't do what we, you know. But it's supposed to be that way. It's a cycle. It's a one-year cycle, and it should be like that.
You're supposed to redeem on Sukkot?
Yeah. That's, you know, that's, you know, the Gula, that's born and redeemed. That's when we go into the Sukkot. We go into the sukkah.
So not every other day?
It could be every day, you know, but that's, you know, the events.
That's the main day?
The events that bring the ge'ula into place are centered around sukkahs. And it's as a result of our avodah on sukkahs. The way we go through a sukkah, that's what brings about the ge'ula. That's sukkahs. So my Rebbe said that all the yom tovim are not really separate yom tovim. They're all one. And each have their own part to contribute. They're all one to bring us to meet in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all of us together. No Jew will be left behind. Every single Jew should come and be there and bask in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, and Hashem will protect us and spread His wings over us. And that's the ultimate simcha. Sukkot is in the sukkah made out of the skin of Leviathan, and we'll eat some meat from the Shor Habar, and it's all going to be frail. So that's why it's as many, it is singular. Because the other ones, Zroyim and Nashim, let's talk about multiple topics, but Mayim is one. Same? There are Mayadim which are Deraisa. Deraisa. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot are written in the Torah. And then there's two Mayadim that are Rabbanim. Hanukkah and Purim. Purim, Mitzvah, we'll talk about it when the time comes. It's Hanukkah. The Maid of Hanukkah is the one which it's on its way out. Maid of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Maid Rabbana. All the other Yom Tovim happened in times of light. Pesach was light. Nisan. The Mitzvahim were beaten. They were decimated. Pulverized, obliterated. The world was lit up. Everyone saw it. It was a gilui. It was a reveal. The world was illuminated. It was something which was not done in dark corners. And, you know, everyone understood. Everyone saw. Yeah, Chabad and Taira. Your Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, the Medrash says that the waters of the entire world split. It wasn't just
everywhere.
And the Gemara says in Masechas Rachim that when Hashem gave the Torah, everyone came running to Bilam saying, what's going on? The world is coming to an end. There was also a public display. And Sukkot was the Anani HaKavod. The clouds that showed the demonstrator of Kadosh Baruch Hu's love and care for the Jewish people through the desert. People that were in the desert could not see the Jews. They just saw the Anani HaKavod. They saw clouds going through the desert. And, you know, they had no access, they couldn't go, you couldn't penetrate them. Arrows and spears couldn't penetrate them, people couldn't go in. They were called Ananiya Kavod. Why are they called Ananiya Kavod? Because the word Kavod, Anani means clouds, and Kavod means
respect.
Honor and respect, because it was a public display of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's very important. And that's going to be that way in the time, it was that way in the time of going out of Mitzrayim, and it's going to be that way again. But we can't relate to that. You know, we live these things. You know, we go through Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. But it's very difficult to connect to that because we don't have any of that. We don't experience open miracles. Our miracles are all hidden. We don't experience COVID. We don't experience the entire world recognizing that we are the only ones who have true wisdom. It's all, we don't have it. There's Yom Tovim, there's Hanukkah and Purim. What's Hanukkah? Hanukkah was the time when the Yavanim ruled over us. We were a vassal state. Most of Eretz Yisrael was not populated by Jews. It was mostly Yerushalayim, a little bit outside of Yerushalayim. The 10 tribes were in exile. The 3 tribes that were left, Yehuda, the Yamin, and then the Kehanim and the Levi. The territory was gone. Beis HaMikdash, people weren't bringing kabbalas. The Yavanim had imposed their beliefs on the Jewish nation, and they said, you know, how could you, you know, resort to this paganism? You're bringing sacrifices to a god that's not even listening. And Chas v'Shalom to say these things, but the Yavanim, with their philosophy, their enlightenment, so they made inroads into the Jewish thought process, and the Mizbeach was idle. There was a base of Mizbeach, but it was idle. At times there was decrees to bring in idols in there, or slaughter a pig there. We know about that. So there was a base of Mizbeach, but it wasn't very mikdashi. And they didn't have independence. They were servants. The Jews, the remnant, they were servants. And there were, for the first time in Jewish history, there were people that were taking the bismillah and surgically reversing it. So our mitzvahs, Lorenz Adak, a Torah, was relegated to a dark corner. People worshipped the Greek philosophy. Aristotle was the new god of Adar. He was in the dark. Which means that we don't connect anymore to going out of Mitzrayim. We're not connected to that anymore. We don't see it. We don't relate to it. It's gone. The open miracles are gone. The wisdom, the Torah, is gone. Hashem's protection, it's gone. Where's Hashem's protection? It's gone. The light is out. The Nes of Hanukkah is that there was Ma'atim, right? Rabban Liad Ma'atim, there was a select few. But despite the darkness, but they knew that there was light. They saw the light in the darkness. And they were willing to give up their life for it. They're going to give up their life for Shabbos. They're going to give up their life for Shkaidish. They're going to give up their life for Bismillah. Not for national independence. It was not a rebellion to retain or to regain sovereignty, national sovereignty. It was, you know, the Maccabees, you know, the way the Maccabees are portrayed, is that the select few, they rebelled because it's better to die a free man than to live as a slave. These are not Jewish concepts.
Not at all.
They're making an effort for Shabbos, for Shkaidish, Shemila, and Torah, above all Torah. And that's why they did it. And there were two nisim. Two nisim which really won. Number one is they won.
Right.
Number two is the candle burned for 8 days. And the base of Midrash was purified. And they made a Yom Tov called Chanukah. That Yom Tov is what gave them the connection to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Hashem is still with us. Hashem is, he's the one that redeemed us from the Mitzrayim with open miracles. He will redeem us from the gullahs that we're in with open miracles. We just have to await it and do what we got to do until the time comes. And still, if it wasn't for Hanukkah, then the light would be extinguished. All that is in the past. It's never going to come. So Hanukkah is the link between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Yom Tiver and the future. The Beis HaMikdash has a future. We're going to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. There will be a third Beis HaMikdash. That Beis HaMikdash will be forever. There will be open miracles in that Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there were no miracles. There were 10 miracles that happened every day in the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash, they did not. All the miracles in the Beis HaMikdash were the first Beis HaMikdash, not the second one. But there's going to be a third one, and the third one's going to surpass the first and second. Built by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be completely miraculous. So the rededication of the second Beis HaMikdash and of the Mizbeach is more than just a celebration that their lives were saved, that they regained their independence, that we have the service in the Beis HaMikdash again. It was more than that. That was our future. That's our hope. That's our future. Otherwise, everything would be lost. It's our life. Hanukkah was our life. Hanukkah was our destiny. Hanukkah is our link to eternity. Yisuchag v'avaisim. You have chains. And the chains of the Chag, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, those Yom Tovim are linked in a chain. And they link us to the destination. They link us to the destination. All three Yamtaivim contribute what they contribute in order to carry us through to our destination. They're a Mayid. They're a Vad. Adkarnas and Mizbeah. But you need a Yamtav which the Rabbanim made. It's not enough to have the Yamtaivim that are in the Torah.
Why?
Because you need a Yamtav in the darkness. You need a Yamtav that you don't see in Torah Shebe Ksav. Torah Shebe Ksav is the written Torah. That's where it's revealed. That's where it's clear. That's where it's evident. A Yom Tov Rabbanon, it's not in the Torah directly. I mean, there's a remnant to it. A psukim, avada psukim, the parsha ba'loiska, ba'loiska is haneiros. So the Medrash says that it's referring to Hanukkah. But when you read the pasuk ba'loiska is haneiros, it's in parshas. Which parsha is the pasuk ba'loiska is haneiros?
Ba'loiska.
You think it's talking about Aaron lighting the Neiros in the Mishkan? It's there. So Hanukkah is in the Torah. It's just not there openly. It's a yomtiv for when you don't see it, though. It's a yomtiv for when you don't see anything. It's a yomtiv when you don't see yomtiv. You need that. It's a link between the yomtiv that you do see and the ultimate, and that's Adkarnas and Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach that they rededicated. Hanukkah? They fit in the Midbar, when they finished the Mishkan, they finished the Mizbeach, they finished it on the 25th day of Kislev. 25th Kislev was the day when they finished the Mizbeach in the Midbar. 25th day of Kislev was when they rededicated the Mizbeach in Hanukkah. And that is going to link us to the Mizbeach in the third base of Midbar. So that's Issuch Chag B'Avosim. You type the Chag with chains, Adkarnas and Mizbeach, and that will link us through the corners of the Mizbeach. From the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, from the Mizbeach in the Hanukkah time, to the Mizbeach in the Mavai. And that's Egmar B'Shir Mizmar. Then I will be, Egmar means complete. B'Shir Mizmar with song, Hanukkah, Mizbeach. That will be the completion. So that's why this day is called Vezos Chanukah. Vezos Chanukah is the eighth day of Chanukah. It's the culmination of all the lights that we experienced in Chanukah. Everyone experienced Chanukah on their own personal level. It's on this day. This is the day when we should sit together as we're doing now. Reflect on what we got and not let it just disappear after Hanukkah is over. If you had an uplifting experience at Hanukkah, the light of the menorah did. Your light of the menorah does things to me. It's very pure, it's very holy. You have a mesibah with your Rebbe, you have the retire. That's something which is very special. You danced with the simcha, the Hanukkah, the foods which you ate, the special foods. These things are, you know, bodily, you know, just you lift up the body, reflect on it deeply, what it did to you. You had yeshiva during Hanukkah, you came to Seder, then you're a hero. That's the true simple Hanukkah. You learned in Shia, you came to a Shia Hanukkah, you learned the Seder, even though other places were on vacation and were totally hefka, but you were here, and you were in the Beis Medrash, and you're holding up the world. So then the Hanukkah's over, don't lose that. Take it with you. That's what I wanted to share with you today, with the Baisa. You feel like Hanukkah. You know, the candles are going up. Shemir?
Okay.
Got it?
Close in.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Look to that Maya, that great Maya.
You can do it on your shoulder. My shoulders can't carry that weight. My shoulders sure can carry that weight. But I don't see them. Like talking to me. I've got Shmuel sleeping over here. Time's anyway leaving.
What's Shmuel doing?
Shimon also wants to know the answer to this.
What's Shmuel doing?
Will you turn that off, please?
Yeah, no doubt. How do you turn this crap off? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, definitely do not want to ask the question.